Just to catch up to where we were in the middle of the Tosfos, we paskin in the Gemara, Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel said that we paskin, the halacha is that a sukkah must machzekes rosha verubo. That was the psak halacha of Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, and the Gemara said, you hold like veshame lo tazuz mimenu. Who else am I going to hold like, or the second law is lo tazuz mimenu? And the maskanas of our Gemara was that it was a double machlekes, that Beisham Bissil argued not just by Sukkah Ketana, but also by Sukkah Gedolah. And we were in the middle of the Tosis, when Tosis, the second Tosis on Gimel Amud Aleph, unbelievable, where Tosis begins quoting the Seder of Amram. Seder of Amram, as I said yesterday, Ram is one of the Gaonim, and he writes there that there are six places where we paskin Beisham. Normally in Shas, we paskin Bissil, Gemara Ne'er and Dafi Gimel and Beis, because they were more Menschlichkeit. Whenever they were to present their Shita, they first presented Beisham, and then they presented Bissil. Since they were held Balimidas, the halacha was decided it would be like Beisil. Okay, but even though Beisham, it was sharper, the Gemara says. Okay? So, in Kol HaTorah Kulu, we pass like who? We pass like Beisil. And this is six exceptions right here. Frank, there's six exceptions to the rule. We pass like Beisham. So, what are the exceptions? So, I think we did four so far. Number one, our case is one. Two was the case of Menachas, that we don't wear what? We don't wear tzitzis with a shirt that is made of linen. We don't do that because halacha l'maaseh, we're concerned that what? Remember we said that we're concerned that we want to make sure that you're not going to what? You're not going to be over the Isra of Kilayim. And therefore, halacha l'maaseh, Beisham, I said he wasn't darish the smuchim, and therefore, halacha l'maaseh, you cannot wear it. And the reason why it said poter is because we said it's even in the case of putting it in the drawer. And since it was putting it in the drawer, you can't say, oh, so you're not wearing it. So since it would be a situation where there's a chiv to put tzitzis even on something that's in the drawer, chovas mana, the word isser was inappropriate. That's the second case. Third case was what? Third case was how many strings you have. Beisham says four, which is eight, because you double it over. Beisil says three, which is six. That's why he said if we have one string cut off, you have seven, it's kosher. Yes? And then we have what? One other third case of Menachos was how long the strings must be. What did Beisham say? Four that's false, which meant what? A width of the what? Width of the thumb. Okay? And Beisil said it meant three that's false. Remember we pointed out in Machlokes Rashi Tosis. Rashi says in Menachos referring to strings. What did Tosis say? It's referring to the ties, the krichas, the gedil. Yes? So that's what we're up to now in the Tosis.
That's what he says here, right?
We have four cases. What did you say?
Mishal means like ties?
Mishal, we said it's strings. That's the way the Tosis says it here. It means strings. But if you look up Rashi, that's the way Rashi says in Menachos. But if you look at Tosa Menachos, Ephraim, we said that Rabbeinu Tam says going on the Gedil, which is the Krichas, that has to be what? Four lengths of the thumb. Okay, we got it? So we're up to now in Tosa's V'idach. Okay? Let's read now inside from V'idach. Okay, Avram, you read today, but go ahead, Yoni, real quick. Go ahead.
Sorry, what does the word Sadin mean?
Sadin means a blanket, literally, but it means a shirt. Here, in our case, it means a shirt. Make a shirt of linen, and you got strings of wool tzitzio. Beisham says, forget it. You're not allowed to do that. Potter. Because why? He doesn't doris the smuchim between tzitzis and kelayim. Remember we had that?
Yeah.
Okay, he's not doris that, so there's no such heter. Okay, and we said even practically, Bisman is that you don't do that. Because if the tzitzio, what, get broken? Turns out you're wearing kelayim. It's us. You're also wearing what? A fork or a garment without tzitzis. Someone pointed that out yesterday. I forgot who pointed that out. Avram pointed it out? Or Akiva did? Avram pointed it out.
Not me.
I forgot who it was. Okay. Who was it? Who pointed that out? If you're not wearing the sitzio, you're also wearing a fork or garment without sitzio. Someone pointed that out. Okay, go ahead. V'idach. Go ahead.
V'idach.
Yehuda pointed out. Very good. V'idach. Let's go. Everyone got it? Let's go, guys. Let's focus. Go ahead, Avram. V'idach.
V'idach. Me'masechtes brachos perik elu hadar.
Guys, get this. Get it in your notes. It says in the eighth perik of brachos. Go ahead. It means as follows. Follow this. You clean the crumbs off the table, then you do my macaroni. Okay? First you get the crumbs off the table, then you do my macaroni. Why? Because if you do my macaroni first before the crumbs, get this down, Donnie. We're afraid water's going to get on the crumbs and destroy what a kazayas of bread. That's called hefset ochlin. You're never allowed to destroy food. So therefore, he says, flip the order. Clean the crumbs off the table, then do my macaroni. Because if you do Mayim Achronim first, we're afraid when you do Mayim Achronim, bring it to the table, water's going to fall on the table, destroy at least a kazayas of bread, and therefore that's Hefset Ochlin. So Beishamai steers off the path, and he says what? First clean the crumbs, and then do Netilas Daim. However, Beis Hillel, get it down, argues. Beis Hillel says, first you wash your hands, and then you clean the crumbs. Why? because Beis Hillel is of the assumption that the guy that cleans, good to see you, David, the guy that cleans the shamish, the waiter that cleans, is going to do a good job, and he's never going to leave a kazayis on the table. So therefore, first you do my machronim, even if water gets on the table, it will not destroy a kazayis of crumbs, it'll be less than a kazayis, and therefore will not be called hefsed ochlin. It's only hefsed ochlin when you destroy a kazayis. And therefore, the Gemara basically says the following, that the machloks in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is anchored on the following din. Get it down. Beis Shammai holds that it is mutter to use an amaharetz as a waiter, a shamish, an unlearned man. And therefore, we're afraid the unlearned man is going to leave a kazayis on the table. And if you bring my machronim, before you do the crumbs, the my machronim are getting it on the table, and therefore it's going to destroy a what? A kazayis of bread. But it's all anchored on the fact you can use a shamish as an amaretz. Beis Hillel says, I'm not worried about that. Because you have to use a shamish that is what? A talmud chacham. It's usher to use a shamish that's an amaretz. And since you can use a shamish talmud chacham, he'll never leave a kazayis of crumbs on the table. You got that? That's all what it's anchored on. Okay? And the truth of the matter is, that's what the Gemara's machlekes is. Okay? And the Rabbeinu Yonah points out in Brachos, I want you to get this, I can understand very clearly why the luck is like Beis Shammai. Why? Because why would you want to use a talmud chacham as a waiter? Okay? You'd rather use an amaretz as a waiter. Now, talking about a waiter as a full-time job, not talking about a waiter in yeshiva, you want to make extra money, right? We're talking about doing a waiter's, you don't want to use a talmud chacham to make him a waiter. Stop a coveting. Stop a coveting to use a talmud chacham as a waiter. So therefore, I want you to get down your notes. Rabbeinu Yonah says in Brooklyn, it's very mistaber that we hold like Beis Shammai. So that's the fifth case. Go ahead, Avram. One sec, Donnie. We'll get to you. Vamrinan.
Vamrinan v'gemara. V'kulei perikin halacha k'beisil bar meha.
I saw it this morning. It says in Beis. The whole perik, the eighth perik, is a bunch of machlokes b'shamay b'sil. We all like b'sil throughout the whole perik, except for this case. So that's number what? Number five so far. Quickly, Donnie. Go ahead.
The whole case of like the bread and the water. How is that creating the desires of bread? They're destroying.
If there are crumbs on the table, and it can accumulate to a kazayis of crumbs, and water falls on that, that's called hefsed ochlin. Anything less than a kazayis of destruction, I call hefsed ochlin.
Why is the water just...
Because you bring my macaron to the table, and sometimes...
You're not eating the crumbs, you're just...
I understand, but you're never allowed... People might eat it later. You're never allowed to destroy food. The Gemara says in one place in Brooks, you're never allowed to throw bread, even if the bread gets destroyed. You know, when you say amotz, you're not allowed to throw bread. It's not proper.
But it's considered kazayis before or after you put...
The question is, if you put all the crumbs together, will it be a kazayis worth? So a talmud chacham is a shamish, never will allow that to happen. Amaretz will allow it to happen. I always like to be masber translated, amaretz is unlearned. I don't like to say ignorance, very harsh. We'll just translate amaretz as unlearned. Okay? Alright, so we have five cases so far. Go ahead. Oh, awesome, what's number six? And this is the sixth case, has addendums to it. But it's all under the rubric of number six. I want you to get this. There are addendums to this. Go ahead. Od Hassam.
Od Hassam b'sof pirka gabi misha achal b'shachach v'lo birech d'maisi b'gemara uta d'rabba bar barchana.
Okay, so what's the case? Please follow this. If you eat food and amazed that you walk away and don't say a brach achron in the place where you ate, everyone holds. You got to go back. Marty, you with me? Everyone holds you got to go back to the place where you ate if you left on purpose. That there's no machlokas about. The machlokas in Beis Shammai is as follows. If you left by accident and you forgot, must you go back? Beis Hillel says you do not have to go back. You can say the bracha where you remember. And Beis Shammai says you got to go back. And Rav Amram says the halacha is like Beis Shammai. And what's the raya? The Gemara gives the following case. You just don't stam. You got to look it up. Case was as follows. Rabbi Baruch Hanan was traveling in a caravan. And he remembered, oh no, I forgot to say a brach achrona. So he said, what am I going to do? If I make the guys that are on my trip go back, they're going to say, why can't you say the brach where you're at? It's a big tircha. So you know what he thought of? He said, I forgot a golden dove. I forgot a golden dove, which is like a trophy worth a few $100,000. So then they'll understand. They don't want me to lose any money. They'll take me back. So he fibbed a little bit. He did fib a little bit. But it's mutl l'shanas from neshoel. Mutl l'shanas from neshoel. Where does it say in Shas? Yevamah samachem abeis. Two opinions. Get it down. Mutter l'shanas mishom, or it's in a mitzvah. It's a hutra of the chuyah. Do you know what I mean when I say hutra of the chuyah? Pikuach nefesh on Shabbos. Is that a hutra? Meaning that it's not Shabbos at all when you save a guy's life. There's no reason to minimize any chil Shabbos. That's hutra. What does the chuyah mean? Shabbos is suspended in midair. But you should try to minimize as much chil Shabbos as possible. That's what it means, tchuy, it's pushed off, but it's not like it's not there. Same thing, when you want to fib because of a lie, is that a hutra? Then it's a mitzvah. If it's a tchuy, then it's all you want, mutter. You understand what I'm saying? There are two opinions in Yavamas. So he came up with this fib. So he's convinced them. They said, okay, no problem. Let's go back. You see, you'll get your money. We don't want you to lose any money. What happens when he gets there? Shem makes a nace, and what happens? Go ahead, the Ashkach. He found a golden dove. Can you believe that? The fact that a nace happened, what does that indicate? That the lachas like who? Beis Shammai. Excellent. Next one. Chad what? This is all addendums within the sixth case, David. Okay? This is all within the sixth case. Go ahead, Vod.
Talmud.
He came back and he found a wallet full of thousands of dollars. Another raya that you found what? Golden wallet. Another raya you hold like Beis Shammai. And number three?
V'idach,
don't get me wrong. V'idach doesn't mean a seventh case. V'idach means another addendum within the sixth. Go ahead. What happened? A guy did like Beis Hillel and he said the bracha where he remembered and a lion ate him. The fact that a lion ate him shows he was punished severely. That shows it's like Beis Shammai. Okay? So that's all an addendum. So you see very clearly all those three addendums prove the sixth case that in fact we hold like Beis Shammai. Now I want to share with you the following. Please get this. This is amazing. First of all, the Sfasemis points out here, get it down. Sfasemis points out here, he asks, says, if you look up that Gemara, if you look up the Gemara where the lion was eaten, the Talmud was mazed. Okay? The Talmud was mazed. So even Beis Hillel's mode of that what? In that case, you got to go back, we said. So he said, that's not a Raya Law like Beis Shammai. That's the Sfasemis' Kasha. So the Sfasemis says it must be that Tosus did not have the Girsa b'mazed. Must be that Tosus did not have the Girsa mazed. And therefore he was, Tosus thought the guy was Shogeg, and the fact that he was eaten up and punished shows the halachas like Beis Shammai. Because he did like Beis Hillel, he should have done like Beis Shammai. Okay, that's the Sfasemis' first Kasha, and that's the answer to his Kasha. Marty, you got me? Beautiful Sfasemis, but he continues. One sec, Ariel. And he asks a bomb Kasha. Unbelievable. He says, let's think for a moment. Let's think for a moment. He says, the fact that Nisim happened in those two previous cases, that shows that the halachas what? That shows the halachas like Beis Shammai? What do you mean? Maybe the halachas like Beis Hillel, and the nace happened because he was machmir lefnei mishur hadin to go like Beis Shammai. You hear that, Kasha? That's an unbelievable Kasha. He says, why does that show the nace that the halacha is like Beis Shammai? Maybe he was really like halacha Beis Hillel, but because he did lefnei mishur hadin, he was machmir like Beis Shammai, that's why the nace happened. This is what he wants to say. Right? Because you hold like Beis Shammai, why should a nace happen? You're following the rules and regulations. And also from the Talmud that was eaten, that did like Beis Hillel. That's not a raya halacha Beis Shammai. Even according to Tosfos, not Koresh b'mazed. Maybe it was a dangerous place. Maybe it was a dangerous place. And Hashem would have saved him if he went lefnei mishur hadin. He should have went lefnei mishur hadin. Hashem would have saved him. But since he didn't go lefnei mishur hadin, Hashem didn't save him. He leaves it as a sarachim. That's what the Sfasemis asks. Let's get it down. Unbelievable, Kasha. Okay? Matthew, getting this down?
Yeah.
Focus. If you want to sit here, you'll focus better. It'll be better. Sit up here in the front if you want to.
I got it.
You got it?
Got it.
Again, I'm going to say over to Sfasemis. Number one, Kashi asks is, he says, maybe the guy was eaten, he was bemazed. If he was bemazed, there's no raya. Even Beis Hillel says you got to go back. Sfasemis says, no, Tosfos didn't have the Girsa mazed. He was a shogeg. Okay, fine. But then he asks another Kashi, which he leaves as a Kasha. He says, because a nace happened, that shows the lachas like Beis Shammai? Fakir. Maybe the lachas like Beis Hillel, but because he did above the letter of the law and he went back, that's why a nace happened. You follow me, David? And he says, the halacha l'maaseh, and he says also the story with what? With the guy that was eaten. That doesn't show the halacha is like Beis Shammai. Maybe the halacha is like Beis Hillel, but it's a dangerous place. And because he didn't go with the mishur hadin, that's why he was what? That's why Hashem, what? If he would have gone with the mishur, Hashem would have saved him. But he didn't go with the mishur hadin, so Hashem didn't save him. So he leaves it as a kasha. So I was thinking, to answer the Sfasemis, I was thinking, and I discussed it with Rav Tursky this morning in the Bismedrish. I was thinking that what? That you know what? The fact that you go back for something There's some mitzvahs, guys, that are easy to do. There are other mitzvahs that are not easy to do. To go back to the place, to go back to Belfer, when you're already in the Beis Medrash, right, and go say a bracha achrona, that's a tircha. And I could give you even more example of tircha. The fact that you observe the letter of the law, but if it's a tircha, maybe Tak Hashem does make nisim for that. That's all I wanted to suggest. So Rav Tursky wanted to say similar to me, and he brought a raya from the Gemara Brachas Chafam at Beis, where the Gemara says in Brachas that Hashem, in a sense, gives favoritism to the Jews, but the Gemara says, how can you give favoritism? You're a truthful judge. He says, because the Jews are medakdek up to a kazayas to say a bracha achrona. There's something special about a bracha achrona that Hashem sees the Jews in a very, very beautiful light. He says, I'm a nifkar. But because they're medakdek so much that even to, because normally benching min haTorah is what? Kedei svia. Min rabbanan, though, if you need a kazayas, you got a bench. And that's what we assume. Bracha achrona also you need a kazayas. So since the yidim are so makban on that, maybe even following the letter of the law, Hashem is so appreciative, therefore you have an ace. I want to tell you a story. I once heard from a friend, Shlita, the great Gaon. You know, he once pointed out, he said that it was a schwitzing one summer day. He forgot to say a malamichi on a piece of cake. And he walked all the way back, 2 miles. And his daughter said to him, Abba, what are you doing? You're supposed to go somewhere. Why are you schwitzing and everything? He said, why are you walking all back? He said, because I forgot al-michia. And he said, al-michia. He said, it made such an impact on her. You know? It made such an impact on her. So I'm saying, I want to say, Lamaisa, that maybe the answer to this Sfas is Kasha, yes, this does prove that the Lach is like Beishamah. Because observing Bracha Achronas and saying in the right place can be a big Terecha. And if you do it, Hashem says, whoa. And there, Kaviyacha, Hashem says, whoa. And therefore what? And therefore he rewards with unbelievable, with a golden dove, the golden wallet, and the guy who didn't do that was eaten by a lion. Okay? That's how I want to answer up the Sfas Emes Kasha.
That doesn't answer Sfas Emes at all.
Yes, I think it does. I think it does. That it shows.
You can still say.
No, I want to say that Tulsa says for this particular thing of Brach Achrona, where you exhibit Tircha, it shows that the Halacha was Hashem makes a nace for that, and that shows Mikra Adin. The nace shows how much he loves Klal Yisrael. It's not because above the letter. You observe the letter of the law, but there's something about a Bachrona and the Tircha that you showed, Hashem says, I'm going to reward you greatly. That's how I want to answer the Sfas Emes Kasha. Okay, first Yoni, go ahead.
Isn't there, after a certain amount of time, you don't go back? Like, if you...
No, there's a certain amount of time that you can't say a bracha achrona anymore. Some posts would say 72 minutes, but you always should go back. You always should go back.
Right, so theoretically, like, if it's going to...
If it's after 70... Yeah, okay.
More than that time.
Then you have no choice. Correct, well said. So if you know you're going to be able to get back, it's a machlokes in the post, it's 72 minutes... Or is it that I'm not hungry from what I ate? See, if I'm still hungry, you know, if I'm still not hungry, that shows that I'm satiated, so I can still say the bracha. So my clothes in the post, you bring up a good point. I'm talking about you'll be able to get back in time, you'll be able to say the bracha achrona. Okay?
But if it's 72 minutes and he's not able to get back in time, should he say it?
Yeah, you have to say it wherever you are. Of course, no doubt. Absolutely. Yes, Matthew, go ahead.
Is that halacha l'maisa regarding...
Lamaisa, ideally for all the brachas, you should go back. The bottom line is, that certainly for, you should try, certainly for Birkas Hamazon and Alamich, you should go back. Brand Foshas, you should try as well. Might be a little bit more leaning by Brand Foshas. Okay, but still try. Yes, go ahead, Donnie.
Two questions. One,
real quick, yeah.
If you're learning Torah, are you Otsikim as well?
No. The Gemara says in Moikon, Daf Tesim and Aleph, get this down. You don't say Osik Mitzvah Patim Mitzvah. If you're engaged in Talmud Torah, you have to stop and do another mitzvah. Unless someone else can do it for you. No one else can say a bracha for you. There's no din of Osik Mitzvah Patim Mitzvah when you're engaged in Talmud Torah. Why not? Because the Miri says Talmud is Mevili Dei Maisa, Mishnah Novus. So any other mitzvah you do, if you're doing mitzvah A, I'm part of mitzvah B, but if it's Talmud Torah I'm doing mitzvah A, I am not exempt. Because the point of learning is to be able to do other mitzvahs.
So in the middle of shiur, like, I realize that I have to go back, try to leave shiur and go back and say it?
Maisa, if it's going to be 72 minutes, I don't know. We have to think about it. Okay, we have to think about it. Okay. I think in that case, say the bracha here and there. We'll discuss it. Okay. Say the bracha. If it's college, yes. But if it's the shiur, no. Okay. All right, go ahead. Yeah, real quick. Come on, got a lot to do. Yeah, go ahead.
The brain washes and Al-Milkia, there's like Shinui Malkum applies that you make a new bracha, so therefore you can say wherever you are.
Yeah, well, Shinui Malkum is talking about bracha Rishon. Don't confuse the two. We're talking about bracha achrona here.
Oh, if you
bracha rishona. Bracha rishona. Shinui makom is bracha rishona. If I drink a soda in the Beis Medrash building, come over here. I didn't new shahakol.
And then you can say bracha achrona.
Well, it depends if I drink enough. You have to drink a shiruvis. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead, David.
I thought for bringing a flush so you could even lechachila say it in a different place.
No, you shouldn't. Lechachila, you should always say it where you ate.
Really?
That's why I said we're more lenient.
Sit down, or that you could say
yes. You know, you should say where you ate. Mensch lekart to say.
You should sit down for bringing a flush or those.
Yeah, you should sit down. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead, Ariel.
Yeah. Could you repeat the first question?
Yes. The first question of Svasemis was that the lion that ate the guy. He was bemazed. If he was bemazed, then even based. Basil agrees you got to go back to the place where you said the bracha. So it doesn't show anything. So the Sfas answers that by saying Tosus must have not had the Girsa Mazid in the Gemara. Okay? He did not have the Girsa. Okay. Excellent. So we have all the six cases now. Yes? What are they? Case of Sukkah, number one. The case of Menachos, the three cases of Menachos, which are Sitzes, the strings. How many strings you need and how long they have to be. That's four. What's five? The first case of Menachos. That you do my machronim before what? I'm sorry, you do what? You clean the crumbs off like Bisham, then you do my machronim. What's number six? Six is you go like Bisham, you have to stay in your, go back to your place and say a bracha achrona. We had those addendums that proved it. Number one, he got the golden dove. Rabbi Machana, number two, what? He got the golden wallet. And number three, what? The guy who did like Basila was what? Was eaten by a lion. Okay, good. Biter. Go ahead, Avram. You do a great job.
Sas kasha. Hadika Amar.
Where is that?
In the Brachos.
Brachos daf nun beis and beis. It says the whole perek of the eighth perek has a bunch of makhlos b'shem yisil. And what does it say? It says the whole perek, all the cases of makhlos b'shem yisil except for this one. What's the kasha? It's not true. It's not just for this one. What's this one mean? What does Shem accept me'ach mean? Donnie, which one? The Mai Machronim one. But it's not just that one. But it's also what? It's also going back for the Brach Achrona. So why did it say only me'ach? So it should say two cases. That's the Kasha. The Gemara should have said Bar Mitarte. What's Tarte mean? Two, not one. Bar Me'ach. It's a great Kasha. So what's Toys' Terrence? Go ahead. The Shema.
Shema, Mishim de Basil, Nami Modu de Lechatila, Miha, Dinan Kibeshem.
Ah, when you talk about Brocha Chrono, like I just said to David, even for Brenda Fushes, what do we say? Basil would agree to Beisham and Lechatila, go back. Definitely go back Lechatila. So we don't want to say that what? That this is one of the six cases that what? That the Allah is like Beis what? Beisham and not Basil, because Basil agrees to Beisham at a Lechatila level. So therefore, it doesn't make the what? Therefore, when the Gemara says we paskin all these machlokes b'Basil except for this one by the Maim Achronim, why didn't say the other one about Brach Achronim? Because Basil holds like Basham and Lechachila. Would be inappropriate to make to be said that case too. Would be inappropriate to say Tarte because Basil holds like Basham and Lechachila. That you should go back. Excellent. Okay, great. That's the first part of Taisus. A lot of times when you got a big Taisus, it's very helpful. So break it up into segments. So that's the first segment that we did, okay? We listed the six cases with that small cash that we had on Rav Amram. Now we go to the what second segment of Titus. Go ahead, let's go. The fact that you pasuk like Beshamai, and the assumption is that we pasuk like Beshamai both in Sukkah Ketana and what? And Sukkah Gedola, get that in your notes. Then one might have asked the following kasha, but he's going to say, don't ask it. Go ahead. Ain what?
Ain lahakshos meha damrina and perakama de brachos.
What does it say in brachos? Let's say it outside. It says that Beshame says, when you say kriyashma in the evening, what are you supposed to, how are you supposed to say it?
Lie down.
Shachbucha. Excellent. In the morning, how are you supposed to say it?
Standing up.
Standing up. Standing up. He interprets Shachbucha Kumecha literally. What does Beis Hillel say?
Zmanim.
You say it kederach. It means Zman. But you say it kederach while you're sitting on the table. That's the machlekes. That's a Mishnah brachas on what daf?
Yeah.
Yudim and Beis on the bottom. Yudim and Beis on the bottom. Why don't you look it up? What does Rav Yosef say in the Gemara Yud Aleph from Aleph? Go ahead.
Amar Rav Yosef.
I want you to know something, says Rav Yosef. If you're makro like Beis Shammai and say Kriyashma in the evening and in the morning like that, it's worthless. Lo asav lo klum. You have gained zero. Absolutely zero. You think you're a big tzaddik? You're not a big tzaddik. Again, this is the first approach of Tosus. Lo asav lo klum is you've gained zero. By doing this, you think you're a tzaddik, it's a nothing. And he brings a raya. What's the raya that it's a nothing? Go ahead. Me'ahi milsa. You have suk in yours?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, good. The story of the sukkah, which is the Mishnah Daf Chaf Ches. Go ahead. Now, if you looked in the Mishnah in sukkah by us, did it say the word challah?
No.
No. Did it say in brachas challah? No. So the Aruch Lanier writes, Tosis did not have that girsa. Okay? Tosis did not have that girsa. I'll prove it to you even more. Because the Mishnah says later on, Daf Chaf Vav, get this down, that Cholin and Meshamsher are putter from the sukkah. So it would why would he be sitting in the sukkah? You know what I mean? So it's very mistabri. You shouldn't have that word challah. You follow what I'm saying? Because the Mishnah says later on, Cholin and Meshamsher, it's not a Mishnah, it's a Brisa. Cholin are putter from the sukkah. Let's just say it was the first night of sukkahs, and he wanted to make sure that what? He would be there. See, the Aruch Lanier wants to say, you know why? You know why, Lamaisa, it says challah? Maybe he wasn't able to say anything. There's no riot from Riochananori because maybe he could say what? He was sick. That's why he didn't respond. He was sick, Lamaisa. Maybe there's no riot from Riochananori. He was sick, and someone who's sick is putter from the sukkah. But obviously, Toysis did not have that. Toysis has the word Girsa Chala, but Lamaisa is not taking it what? He's not taking it very, very seriously because I guess you know, we're trying to bring an example for them. But I want to point out to you that the Aruch Lanier says the Mishnayis, the Girsa, does not appear. Okay? In fact, if you have your goats with Tziyunim, what does it say there? On pay? It's not there at all. Okay? It's Logar Sinan. So we don't have it there. He wants to say the Aruch Lanier, maybe there's no riot from the whole story, because you could say it was a chola. And a chola is pater from the sukkah. But the bottom line is that what? To read this Tosis, you have to assume that what? That even if it was a chola, it wasn't a chola enough. He might have been a shtickle sick. But not a chola, squared, or cube that he was bought from the sukkah. You follow what I'm saying? That's what you have to say if you keep the girsa. Okay, but go ahead. Oh. And what happened? Exactly. If you say it like that your whole life, you're in trouble. That means you never yotze sukkah. Umaskinen? Excellent, right? And we passing like the halacha is what?
Like Rabbi Yochanan.
Exactly. We passing the halacha is Rabbi Yochanan ben Achorani, who says that what?
Like Beis Hillel.
Who says like Beis Hillel. Correct. He did like Beis Hillel. Excellent. He did like Beis Hillel. So what do you see from there? What do you see from there? What's the kashas? If you get it down in your notes. How on earth can Rav Amram say the halacha is like Beis Shammai? Yes? How can you say the halacha is like Beis Shammai? If you look in the Gemara in Brachas, the Gemara in Brachas says, Rav Yosef says, if you go like Beis Shammai and you say Kriya Shema, it is worthless. And how did he get that? He got that from the Mishnah. Because when Beis Hillel says the Beis Shammai Dani, when Beis Shammai says the Beis Hillel, if you sit in the sukkah in that way, I want you to know something. You've got nothing accomplished. Zero. You see, when they speak to one another, when it fits in, they mean to say, if you go like your opinion, it's a zero. Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, you read the Shema like Beis Shammai, it's a zero. You've accomplished near nothing. When Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel in the sukkah, you sit in the sukkah like that, with your what? Your shulchan in the bias, you've accomplished zero. When they speak to one another, and when it can fit in, they speak to another with a slam dunk, and they say, you've been yotze zero, with a dagger. Not literal, but a halachic dagger. They have not been yotze nothing. They slam each other. You have not been yotze anything. You accomplished zero. That's how you see. That's David, when I was saying that Maisi Raya, what's the Maisi Raya? From the way that Beis Hillel spoke to Beis Shammai about Shema is the way Beis Shammai speaks to Beis Hillel about the sukkah. Each one was more machmer than the other, right? Beis Hillel said, don't go like Beis Shammai. About lying down and standing. If you do like that, it's worthless. And then Beis Shammai said, Beis Hillel, you sit in the sukkah like that, it's worthless. That's the way they talk to one another. So if that's the case, how can Rabbi Yochanan Harani go like who? Go like Beis Hillel. If he goes like Beis Hillel, who are you, Rav Ramam? You're a gong. You have Beis Shammai, you have Beis Sul. What did Rabbi Yochanan Charani do? The Tana? He went like Beis Sul. And Rav Amram Paskin's against that? Rav Amram should have gone what Rabbi Yochanan Charani did. He's one of the Gaonim. That's Tosis Kasha. It already was decided. How can Rav Amram say this is one of the six places? It's not one of the six places. It says clearly over there that we Paskin. The Gemara doesn't have it. The Gemara doesn't have the words halacha Rabbi Yochanan Charani, but that was the Masara. Notice in the it goes to Tzinu and says we don't have those words in the Gemara. Okay, we don't have those words, but at least Tosus understood it was mashma shehasim the halachas like Beis Hillel. It's mashma that we paskin over there the halachas like Beis Hillel.
In the fuss of the actual Tosus, we don't have that. That's what he's saying.
But I'm saying also it also means in the Gemara there it never says halachas Rabbi Yochanan Charani. But that was the sugi. The sugi was mashma that the halachas Rabbi Yochanan Charani. Okay, that's when we got to get exact. That's what Tosus' assumption was. They didn't say anything because they're yelling at him. He didn't say anything. Maybe he thought, why should I say anything? I have to defend myself that I go like Beis Hillel. That's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking. Remember we said he didn't say anything back. Remember we said we read the Mishnah. And there are different versions of what happened. You know why didn't he have to defend himself? I have to defend myself. I'm going like Beis Hillel? That's maybe why he didn't say anything. So this is number one kasha. Okay? What's the answer? This is the only kasha at this segment. You got the kasha? What's the kasha again? Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, who does Rabbi Yochanan Charani hold like? Beis Hillel. How can Rav Amram go hold like who? Hold like Beis Shammai. Correct. But in the process of that, we said that the Gemara says in Brachos that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, they slam each other. Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, you go like Beis Shammai, say Shema, it's a zero. So too by the Sukkah, when Beis Shammai said, if you sit like Beis Hillel with the table in the house, it's a zero. They're from one extreme to the other. And that's exactly what it means. We brought this Milsa, look at them, it's a Sukkah. Similarly by Shema. So it comes out that this is the end of the day, guys. It's either one or the other. You'll hold like one or you'll hold like the other. You're holding like Beis Shammai, it's a zero. So you know what Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel? You hold like Beis Hillel in the Sukkah. It's a zero. It's a zero? Rabbi Yochanan Charani held like that. He held like Beis Hillel. And Rav Amram goes ahead and says like Beis Shammai. It's nuts. You follow me? Everyone's talking in extremes here. Yes, Dave.
So why do we even have to bring up the whole concept of like the zero? Why not just say like we have Kashan Rav Amram? Because we know Rabbi Yochanan says the law is like Beis Hillel.
Because you could always say Lamaisa that maybe it meant Lechachila. You know what I mean? You could always say maybe it meant Lechachila, and I really, you know, it's trying to sharpen the kasha. And when they spoke to one another, and when it fit, they said if you go like that, it's a zero, and that's what he meant by Sukkah. So it's go like that, it's a zero. Maybe Beis Hillel holds, I can understand. Maybe be machmir b'shem. No, that's not what it meant. They yelled at him and said, "You have a filament of Sukkah," and he didn't respond. And I'm adding on that lack of response was, you know, not shtika godas. You don't always have to respond when someone's says to you something. You know, we always say that in Shmon Esrei, someone insults you, nafshiti don. I don't have to say anything back. The guy's acting like such a mean guy. You have to respond back to the guy. Okay? You don't even go to him. You don't have to always respond if a guy is not nice to you. Just don't respond. Now love him, love him, love him.
That's from the Zerai from that, from the story with the woman.
Okay, good. Very good, Matthew. Okay, we got it? I'm proud of you. Very good. You got it? Okay, let's go. You got this clear? Go ahead, Avram. So what's the answer to this kasha? Guys, get it down. Wow. Go ahead. Where is the halacha like Beis Hillel? No, because tartibli by sukkah gedol we pass like Beis Hillel. Aval hacha
the sukkah ketana uvaha halacha kibei shamai.
How does this answer the kasha now?
That we do talk about.
How does that answer the kasha? Rabbi Yochanan Charani, which is sukkah gedol, we take a hole like Beis Hillel. We only pass like Beis Shammai by sukkah ketana. Yes. So now Tosus introduced the first part of Tosus. The halacha was like both. Now in the middle of Tosus says the halacha is like Beis Shammai by sukkah what? Sukkah ketana, not by sukkah gedol. Excellent. That's a tremendous chiddush. Okay, that's a lot like who we said yesterday in Shir. That's a lot like who, the Rif or the Russian Iran.
The Rif.
No, the Rif said they're interrelated. You meant the Russian Iran, correct? The Russian Iran. That's what you meant, Matthew. The machlokesim are not connected to one another. The Raya is we paskin differently by each one. Okay.
So Rabbi was talking about a small sukkah where Rusha Rusha Chama needs to be in a small sukkah.
Rav Amram was saying by Sukkah Ketana, correct. Yes, that's correct. Not just Rosh HaVerubo. Okay, now Viper.
What does that mean, a small Sukkah? What's the definition of a small Sukkah?
We said a Shiva talk about Shiva talk is Rosh HaVerubo Shulchano. Less than that would be whatever it is. Six, we said. 6x6.
That you need
you would need at least 6x6. No. The Beis Shammah requires Shulchan, we learned yesterday. So, says you don't need Shulchan.
What is a Sukkah Ketana
that's what I'm telling
like
you. We pass like Beis Shammah. Sukkah Ketana. You need 7 Tvachim by 7 Tvachim. You need 7 Tvachim by 7 Tvachim. Rosh HaVerubo Vishulchano. He has to be able to hold the Shulchan in a comfortable space. Fine. Now, we had yesterday, so I want you to listen, I said. We said, according to the Rif, it's 6x6 Minat Torah. They added on a Shir of a Tefach, an extra one, because the Shulchan, if the Shulchan's outside, he holds it, they're connected, Sukkah Gadol, Sukkah Ketan.
Yeah.
You follow me?
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas the Rosh and the Ran say they're disconnected, and the Shir of Shiva Shiva is the Eraitzer.
So this is the Rosh and the Ran.
Yeah, at this point, it's splitting like the Rosh and the Ran.
Yeah.
Okay, quickly, Matthew. Yes?
Why does Tosfos have to continue? Why can't we just end the Tosfos here?
Because he has his kashas. He doesn't want it.
But we figure out the kash in our Gemara. It reads not the Shema Gemara.
Then, now he's got to figure out the Sugya there, though, in Sukkah. He's got to figure out the Sugya. Let's see. Go ahead, Avram. Third segment of Tosfos now. This is the third segment. We just finished the second. Go ahead. He said, I brought up the Gemara and Brachas, and I'm bothered by this. Why is the Gemara and Brachas bothersome? Even without Rav Amram's Kasha. Why? How can Rav Yosef Medayik from the story of Yochanan Charani that if you go like Beis Shammah, it's worthless? Go ahead. Because why? What does it mean going like a Chumrah Beis Shammah is worthless? How does that case demonstrate that? How does that case demonstrate that, Rabbi Yochanan Chanuri, that if you go like the Chumrah Beis Shammah, it's worthless? What did he do over there?
He went like
Beis Hillel. Over there, Beis Shammah is being Machmir, and Beis Hillel is being Mekel. And therefore what? And therefore they said, never, you know, not Mekayim the Mitzvah Sukkah. But where do you see that Beis Hillel says that if you're Machmir like Beis Shammah, it's worthless? Do you understand what I just said? We're supposed to demonstrate that whoever goes like a Chumrah Beis Shammah is worthless. How does that case in Sukkah demonstrate that?
Why?
Because you would need Beis Hillel to say that if you go like a Chumrah of Beis Shammah, it's worthless what you're doing. That's not what happened over there. Beis Hillel, he was making like Beis Hillel. He didn't depict and say that if you go like the Chumrah of Beis Shammah, it is worthless. We don't find in that case, guys, get this down in your notebook. We don't find Donnie in that case where Beis Hillel made a statement, definitive statement, that if you're being machmer like Beis Hillel, machmer like Beis Shammah, it is worthless what you're doing. That case does not depict that. That case just depicts that he's going like Beis Hillel. He didn't make a statement that if you go like the Chumrah Beis Shammah, it's worthless. Where do you see that in that case? Fry, you got me? That's what Tosfos Kasha is. It's a hard Kasha. As I worked on this over 5 hours, the mice, 5.5, let's say, right? It's a hard cast. That's what Tosfos is asking. Where is it depicted in that case that Beis Hillel said about Beis Shammah? If you go like your Chumrah, it's a zero. Beis Hillel, he was going to Beis Hillel Kula. That's one kasha. Number two, the ode.
The ode. The chitayich rayal is hecha da'alacha ke Beis Hillel. Shem asa ke Beis Shammah, lo asa v'lo kula.
Let me ask you a question. Do you need a raya that we go like Beis Hillel in Shas? Rav Yosef's got to bring a whole shtickle Torah. I'm Rav Yosef. Maisi Raya, like you said, David, we have an accepted cloud. We pass like this all over Shas. We don't hold like Beis Shammah. I have to bring a Raya for that? That the Halacha is like Beis Hillel, and therefore if you go like Beis Shammah, it's worthless? By saying the Halacha is like Beis Hillel, going like Beis Shammah is worthless. I don't need to bring Rayas for that. That's the second Kasha Tosfos. Okay? This has nothing to do with Rav Amram's Psak. That's right, it's a third segment of Tosfos. He says, I have two kashas straight up on that Gemara and Brachas. Number one, the story in Sukkah did not depict that Beis Hillel said, if you go like Machum, like Beis Shammah, it's a zero. Number one, you're being Mekel like Beis Hillel. And number two is, by saying the Lachas like Beis Hillel, that by definition is saying that going like Beis Shammah is worthless. I don't need Rayas for that. The Gemara and Erevin already said, we started first thing we said in Shira Day, Gemara and Erevin, you can get more days. We possibly like Beis Hillel. Because they were the Balmidas. So those are the two bomb caches of Tosfos. But what is Tosfos' assumption? What do we always say? A premise. That's what Ron Sreich Shlita taught us. When the Rishonim have a kasha, there's a premise in the kasha. When the Rishonim give an answer, there's two ways to be masber the answer. Either the premise in the kasha is destroyed, or the premise remains, you can come up with a new theory. Yes? But what is the premise in the kasha? The premise in the kasha is that the beer in doing like Beis Shammai is worthless. That's what it means. You gain nothing. And the answer is going to destroy that premise. Go ahead, Avram. Sorry, Lomar. Oh, what does Midrabanan mean? Donnie?
Zero.
No, what does it mean that Beis Hillel is Machmir Midrabanan? Which topic, Lamaisa? Which topic, Lamaisa? Are they Machmir? Halacha Lamaisa?
Benching. I mean,
Kriyashma. The Kriyashma, right? They say that Beis Hillel is Machmir and Midrabanan Mutter, but Beis Hillel made a Gzeira that what? What was the Gzeira? That if you say Kriya Shema lying down or standing in the morning, and there'll be a time where what? Where you cannot do that. Let's say, I don't know, you're traveling or there's enemies around. People are going to not say Shema, and it's a travesty. And therefore it enraged Beis Hillel. And he says, if you go like Beis Shammai, it's going to create a scenario where people might end up not saying Shema. So I don't want you to go like Beis Shammai. And if you do like Beis Shammai, you're not Yotze even Midiraisa. That's why you need to bring a Raya there. Go ahead. Right, Beis Shammai made it, established it on a deraisa, meaning you say Shema straight up, and they did not make a gzeira. They established it on the deraisa, and they were not cautious for gzeiras. So in that case, the halacha is like who? Beis Hillel, the im asa. No. Beis Shammai mukmil adiraisa v'lo gazrina. Read it together. Beis Shammai went on the deraisa, established on the deraisa, did not make a gzeira. He wasn't worried about that happening, right? Of a travesty happening that people would stop saying Shema because they couldn't do it in that way. Go ahead. Vim asa. Wow, and if you say Shema standing or lying down, you're not Yotzev Min HaTorah, which hopefully we'll get to B'Shem today. Where the Rabbanan have the power to say that? That Min HaRaisa, we'll see. Okay, if we have time. They said you're not Yotze nothing. Unbelievable koach. Kiva, you got what I'm saying? Go ahead. And that's where Rav Yosef brings a raya now. So where you sit in the opening of the sukkah, the gazrei, Beis Shammai here is the one who made the gzeira in the topic of what, Donnie? Sukkah, the kamrei. They said you're not Yotze the mitzvah sukkah in your life. Go ahead. Afilu. So Beis Shammai uses the theory that a gzeira d'rabbanan can what? Can blow up in a din d'oraisa if you don't listen. So if Beis Shammai utilized the gzeira like that, go ahead. Since we see it by sukkah, that's exactly what Yosef Shtikl Torah. We see by sukkah that when Beis Shammai invokes the gzeira, it can blow up the din d'oraisa. Beis Hillel, when he invokes the Gzeira about saying Shema, also blows it up on a level of Deraisa. So now, please get down in your notes, Donnie. What does the statement mean now that anyone who goes like Beis Shammai is worthless? It's not true. Doesn't mean that anymore. Doesn't mean anyone who does like Beis Shammai is a waste of time. That's what he thought in the Kasha. What's the answer? Anyone who does like Beis Shammai is not Yotze, even what? Even Deraisa. That's how Tosus changes the premise. He destroys the premise. It's a new approach to say that if you go like Beis Shammai, it's a nothing. What do you mean it's a nothing? Not that it's a waste of time. And you're not Yotze even Min HaTorah. Do you understand what I'm saying? David, you got me?
Why do you have to say that?
One second, Ephraim. Comes along to Marsha and teaches us how does this answer both kashas. You can't just leave it hanging. So go back now and say, let's think. How does it answer both kashas? So he says, what was the first kasha? What was the first kasha already? Anyone forgot? How are you what? How are you, no, how was the, what was the first kasha? How are you demonstrating that going like Beis Shammai is worthless when you're going lakula like what? Like Beis Hillel. We don't depict that Beis Hillel said going like Beis Shammai is a waste of time. What's the answer to that kasha? That's not what it means now. Doesn't mean that if you go like Beis Shammai, it's a waste of time. What it means is, if you go like Beis Shammai, not Yotze, even what? Even Midiraisa. And that's exactly what the story meant. What did the story mean to say? That us, Beis Shammai, said to Beis Hillel, if you don't listen to our Gzeira, you're not Yotze, even what? Mina Torah. So when Rabbi Shammai spoke to Beis Hillel in Sukkah, he meant to say, not Yotze Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha, all your life. When Beis Hillel spoke to Beis Shammai, it means you're not Yotze Kriyashma if you say Kriyashma in such a manner. It's a totally new approach. Totally new approach to that statement. And therefore it's a raya, beautiful raya, that if you're not Mekayim the Gzeira Dabon, you're not Yotze Mina Torah. How does it answer the second Kasha? One sec, Matthew. What was the second Kasha?
Why do you need a proof for
Beis Hillel? What's the answer to that question? Of course we know halachas like Beis Hillel. But this, you need a chiddush to tell me that if you go like Beis Shammai, not only are you not Yotze what? Midrabanan, you're not Yotze even what? Midiraisa. And when you talk about our case, in Sukkah, if you go like Beis Hillel, you're not Yotze, not just Midrabanan, not Yotze, Minat Torah. That's how it's answering both kashas. You got me? This is amazing chiddush. Amazing, guys. This tells us a collector's item in Shas. That if you break Exeri Derabanan, you're not Yotze even Minat Torah. And tomorrow, like I said, I'll bring in the Sefer. I forgot to bring it today, but we have stickles in this. But I want to start building it up. But this is the Chiddush, what? The Chiddush of Tosis. An amazing, amazing Chiddush. Now, I want to highlight this. I want to highlight this. Now, please get it down. The Ron and Sukkah, did you guys get a chance to see the Ron and Sukkah? The Ron and Sukkah. No, so at the end of the day, one second, before we get to the Ron, at the end of the day, the Marsha points this out as well. We paskin like Rav Amram? By what though?
Small Sukkah.
By both.
Tosus made a split in the middle of Tosus. What's the Maskanas of Tosus? So the way it comes out according to the Marsha, we paskin like Beis Shammai by both. By both. Why are we passing the Bishamai on both? It's not a kash and Rav Amram. You don't have to mechalek in the Sukkah Gedol and Sukkah Ketana. Because you could say what? You could say what? The halach is like Bishamai by both, but what was Rav Yosef saying? Rav Yosef wasn't saying that what? Lo asav lo klum, that what? He didn't mean to say that by Sukkah Gedol, the halach is like who?
Beis
Hillel. But what did he mean to say? He meant to say that any time a gzeir is made, and the halachas like them, if you go like Beis Shammai, I want you to know, even b'diraisa or not yotze.
So
it turns out that the halacha could very well be, I want you to get this now, Matthew, please get this down. At the end of the day, according to Tosfos, you can back out of what he said in the middle, and you could say we possibly have Amram Akiva by both cases. You got what I'm saying? What got us in hot water to say we had to make the split? Because why would Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharoni go like who? Go like Beis Hillel, right? Rav Yosef wanted to bring out a point, right? So we wanted to say, by Sukkah Gedol, we taka don't go like Beis Shammai, go like Beis Hillel. No! By Sukkah Gedol, we go like Beis Shammai as well. The Chiddush of Rav Yosef was completely something else, was to say that when you break Gzeirut the Rabbanan, you're not Yotze, even what? Even Minat Torah. That's what Rav Yosef was saying. What'd you say?
Rav Yosef paskins like Beis Hillel.
Rav Yosef is just trying to bring the following Chiddush. The Chiddush being is that whenever you invoke the Gzeira, it has impact on a level of the Yoresh and now Yotze even in a Torah. So I want you to get to how it answers both Kashas, what we said to Marsha, and also that he's being Choser Bo from what he said in the middle, that we possibly like Beis Shammai by both. Ariel, you follow me?
So then how do you deal with the fact that Rav Yochanan ha...
Not a problem. He held like Beis Hillel. It's not a problem, halacha l'maisa. But what was Rav Yosef's point? His point was not what? His point was not like l'maisa.
That you hold like Beis Hillel.
His point wasn't that you hold like Beis Hillel. His point was that if a gzeira is made and you don't listen, it impacts on a level of d'oraisa. He wasn't interested in saying from Yosef, how does Rav Yochanan Acharoni paskin? We don't view it like I said to David. Yeah, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and yeah, Rav Yochanan Acharoni. But Yosef Acharoni was in Beis Hillel's camp. He didn't really make a decision.
So what was the question? What was the question about?
Well, the question was that we understood that going like Beis Shammai was what? Was worthless. If it was worthless, Lamaisa, what do you see? You see that it's not worthless. You see you passing like who?
Beis Shammai.
You see you passing like, yeah. No, you see you passing like Beis Hillel, Yochanan Acharoni. So how can he say like that? He wanted to bring a raya, Lamaisa, from that. His master, the Allah, is like Rabbi Yochanan Acharoni. So how can Rav Amram go passing like Beis Shammai against Rabbi Yochanan Acharoni? That was the kasha. So we said in the Chanan, we're holding like Beis Hillel. So no, that's not true now. Rav Yosef was not attempting to what? All he was trying to was trying to show the impact of the Gzeira the Rabbanan, how it can have impact on a level of the Yoraisa. That's what he was trying to show. But in the Chanan, we talk a Paskin like what? We talk a paskin like both. And regarding what Rabbi Yochanan Acharani held, he held like Basil. But that doesn't show anything. That doesn't show anything. Rav Yosef wasn't trying to what? Rav Yosef wasn't trying to say how we paskin halacha l'maisa. And originally when he asked this kash, he was trying to what? He was trying to say halacha l'maisa. If you go like Basil, it's worthless. Because the halacha is like Basil. If you go like Bishamai, it's worthless. Because the halacha is like Basil. Like Rav Yochanan Acharani was koveh. Then you're stuck. Then you have to make a split in sukkah tanach at all. But if you say that was not Rav Yosef's motive. Rav Yosef's motive was not to say if you go like Mishami, it's worthless. Rav Yosef's motive was to say when you say Xerid has impact level of the Eretz, then that's fine. Yes, go ahead, David.
How did the Marsha say the answer answers the first question?
You tell me, what was the first question?
That how can we prove, just because we prove...
We never depicted that Basil said if you go like Mishami, it's a waste of time.
Right.
In that story. Mm-hmm. What's the answer? The answer is, the premise of that Kasha was what? That we're understanding the statement being that if you go like Bishami, you're wasting your time. That's not what it means. What it means is that what? When you invoke a Xerid, it has impact on the level of your Isa. That's why I said you changed the premise. You follow what I mean? You're changing the premise of what that statement meant.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So.
Okay? So at the end of the day, I want you to get this down. Tosfos is saying we possibly like it by both. So Tosfos only like the Rif, like the Ram, the Shulchan Aruch. Not like the Rush and the Ran.
The original question of how could Rav Amram Paskin like,
I'm saying it answers that as well.
I'm saying
it answers that because what was the kasha? The kasha was with that assumption that what? That going like Bisham is a waste of time. You're not gaining anything. So you're not gaining anything, but Rav Yosef is trying to show the halacha l'maisa. Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan Acharani. So if you hold the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan Acharani, and therefore he's saying you're wasting your time like Bisham, so how can Rav Rama say against Beis Hillel? Yes?
Yeah.
So the Torah says that's not what it meant. Rav Yosef wasn't trying to bring a raya of how we paskin, and that if you go like Beis Shammai, it's a waste of time. What was he trying to bring a raya? He's trying to bring a raya of what the impact of a level of Xerid Rabbanan has. You
so
follow what I'm saying? So Rav Yochanan ben Acharani wasn't being viewed as how we paskin at all.
Does the Beis Shammai go? Is Beis Shammai did the Rabbanan here in our diet?
Yes,
it is.
Xerid Shem Yimshach Achor Shachono. That's in the Sukkah Gedola. By Sukkah Tana, the Rif learns it's Xerid Rabbanan too. Remember we said it's all connected.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, very good. Yes, Tani, go ahead.
So, Beis Hillel, there's never a case where Beis Hillel says that Beis Shammai doesn't fill in, that if you quote Beis Shammai, you don't fill anything by Sukkah.
According to the Maskanis Atos, that's not what it means, correct. According to the Maskanis Atos, it means that what? That if you make Xerid Rabbanan, now Yotzei Min HaTorah. Doesn't mean that you're wasting your time. Doesn't mean that.
What's the
big nafkimi. You don't have any of these kashas anymore. The big nafkimina. Donnie, you got to understand this. We got to get weiter, but it's a tremendous chiddush with Tais saying. To say that a gzeirah d'rabbanan stops you from fulfilling mitzvah d'oraisa, a gigantic chiddush. Tais didn't say that till the very end. Tais was just saying what you do is a waste of time.
Lo
asav lo klum means you're not yotze. Correct. Doesn't mean you just wasted your time. In the beginning of the Tais and the kashas, lo asav lo klum meant it meant it, what? It's not meaningful. You wasted your time. It's not the same thing.
No, there's no need to do it.
If you break Xerid Rabbanan, I would have said, which we're going to get to now with the Ran, that you can make a split. You could say, Yotze Min HaTorah, you broke Xerid Rabbanan. Okay? That's what we get to right now. That Tysus is it is a tremendous difference. In the beginning of Tysus, the Kashas, he didn't hold like this. Okay, so let's get to it now. Says the Ran, I gave you a Beferish inside. The Ran says, I'll read it to Yud Beis and Beis Dapir Rif Avram. You got it there? Let's see Yud Beis and Beis Dapir Rif. Yud Beis and Beis Dapir Rif in the standard Shas. I don't know where it is in the Oz Vahadar. Go ahead, read that.
Misha Haya Mas Nisan, Misha Haya Rosha Varuba Besukha, Vishokhana Besukha Bayit, Vishamai Postling and Vishamai Mashirin, Vigimar Mefarish Mamaya Pligi. Umrelo, Imkena Yis Noe, Gokayam as Mitzvah Sukha of Miyamecha.
Lav dafka, the Ran says. Get it down. Lav dafka. Go ahead, Daha.
Daha mi derabanan hu.
The whole thing is derabanan hu de mitzer. Hu de mitzer. Read it together.
Hu de mitzer, shema yimshach acha shulchano.
El hachi kamer.
Lo kayemet mitzah sukkah kirayi v'hirton fachami.
You didn't do what the chamim said. But are you Yotze?
Yes.
The Ran argues on Tosfos. You broke the Xerid the Rabbanan, but you are Yotze min Torah. No doubt. Ukid etanan.
Etanan beperg arve pesachim. Kol mi shelo omar shlosha devarim elu bepesach. Lo yotze yerecha vaso.
You don't speak about the matzah maror and the pesach. You're not Yotze. What are you not Yotze? What are you not Yotze? There are two ways to read the Mishnah. Either you're not Yotze, what's the simplest reading? You're not Yotze in the midst of Sipur Yisus Mitzrayim because you didn't speak about it. What's the fancy pshat to say? You're not Yotze matzah, like Svi said. Because matzah means not just eating it, but it means what? You got to speak about it. Yes? Matzah doesn't mean eat about, doesn't just mean eat. You got to speak about it. So therefore, you can read it as being what? Well, Yotzei Chovasa regarding the mitzvah matzah. I want you to know the two ways to read it. Klomar. There it is. The Ran makes a split. Let's get it down. The Ran does not buy Tosas Chiddush. The Ran says that if you don't listen to the way the Rabbanan teach you, you are Yotzei Min HaTorah, not Yotzei Min Rabbanan. It's an unbelievable Chiddush. So Machlekes Tosas and the Ran. Now, according to the Ran, is it Mashma that you have to do it again? It's Mashi, you don't have to do it again. In fact, the Ramban and Bracha says explicitly, get it down, you don't have to do it again. That's why this Mishnah Berurah that you brought to me is such a Pella. The Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber Paskins like who? Paskins like Toysis. Mishai Rosh and Rubisukkah, Mishachonach, yeah, you Paskins like Bishamai, but both we said, Kilo lo achol besukkah. It's like you haven't eaten the sukkah at all. Kilo lo achol. So the Beralocha and Dirmas Kilo achol quotes, this machloik is twice again the Ran and the Ritva. And he says, Ladina, there's no nafgusa, there's no nafgamina. Because he says, you have to definitely eat again in the sukkah. He says, you definitely got to eat again in the sukkah. It's a pella. Rav Sarfati Shlita asked me a bomb kashin. That's true? This Bir Allah is a pella. Please get it down, Ariel. He says, there's no nafgamina Ladina between the two. Because he says, you have to re-eat in the sukkah anyway. That's not push-up shot at all. The Poshup Shad is according to the Ran and the Ritva, you don't what? You don't have to re-eat. You look up the Ritva in Sukkah, I gave it to you on Daf Chav Ches. What does the Ritva say in Sukkah, Daf Chav Ches? Aval Eino Ma'akev, Chain Rabin. Perush Shalakim, Mrs. Kiroi, Aval Eino Ma'akev, Chain Rabin. The Ritva writes black on white, it's not Ma'akev. Let's get it down, Matthew. Please, you just missed this. The Ran argues on Tosfos. The Ran says, you don't listen to the Gzeira of the Rabbanan, you are what? You are Yotze. So it's Mashra from the Ran, and the Ramban says explicitly in Bracha, so you don't have to what? You don't have to do it again. The Ritva says, Beferish on Daf Chav Ches. If you don't eat Mekayim the Mitzvah Keroi, it's not Ma'akev. V'chein Rabin. Lo and behold, the Bir Halacha, in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Dalet, Sif Dalet, points out, says there's no Nafkamina Ladina, you have to re-eat. He says, whether you have to say a Shechianu on the second eating, please get it down. The Prima Gadim says yes. The Bikur Yaakov says no. The Bikur Yaakov says you don't need a new Shechianu. Prima Gadim says you do say. And the Bikur Yaakov says no, you don't have to say it because you said it at least. You said it. So Rav Sarfati Shlita asked me, he said to me, Chavir, he said, what'd you say? According to the Ritva and the Ran, you shouldn't have to eat again. But the way the Bir Halacha points out, he says there's no nafkamina. Yoni, you got this? He says, there's no nafkimin. He says, according to everyone, you got to re-eat. We're challenging that. What do you mean you have to re-eat? According to Ritva and the Ran, Mashi, you don't have to re-eat. The Ritva says, Beferish is not Ma'akev. It's a Pella. Then he goes on to say, oh, when you re-eat, you need a new Shechianu. Prima Gadim says yes, and the Aruch Lanier says no. The Aruch Lanier says no worse than what? If you say a Shechianu on building, it's enough. If you say a Shechianu on the building of the Sukkah, you don't say a Shechianu when you first night.
Who says that?
Machloikis between the Prima Gadim and the Bikur Yaakov. Bikur Yaakov is the Aruch Lanier. When you re-eat, do you need a new Shechianu? When you re-eat, do you need a new Shechianu? But the Bir Halacha's Chiddush is there's no nafkamina between Tosfos against the Ran and the Ritva. There's no nafkamina? I would have said the nafkamina is whether you have to re-eat there. Are you Yotze? According to Tosfos, you're not. According to the Ritva and the Ran, you are. He says no. It's a Pella, this Bir Halacha. It's a Pella, Lamais. Who's going to Eretz Yisrael? Don, are you going to Eretz Yisrael? You're the Seer of Neventzal. I want you to ask him this kasha. Okay? I want you to tell him this. Why does the Bir Halacha say there's no nafkamina? Tough Reish Lama Dalet, Ziftal the Ber Locha, Dimas Kilocha. I want you to ask him this kasha from your Rebbe and YU. Why is it that he says there's no nafkamina ladina between the Tosos against the Rith and the Ran? We think there is a nafkamina. According to Tosos, you would have to re-eat. You're not Yotze anything. According to the Rith and Ran, you just broke the Xerah of the Rabbanon. But you're Yotze Minat Torah. You don't have to re-eat it. The Rabban says Beferish in Brachas. You don't have to do it again, the Matzah. It's a pell of this Ber Halacha. And what does the Ber Halacha say? When you re-eat, you need a new Shechianu. Who says you need a new Shechianu? Prima Godim. And the Bekir Yaakov says, no. You know how I would have been Mazmah? That's what I said to Rav Sarfati. How would I have been Mazmah that Machlek is Achronim? How would I have been Mazmah that Machlek is Achronim? Who's right? Tosfos or the Rith and the Ran? If you all like Tosfos, you better bet your bottom dollar you need a Shechianu. You said you did nothing. You follow me? According to the Bekir Yaakov, you know why you don't need it? Because he holds like the Ran and the Ritva. You are Yotze Minat Torah. Shechianu has to be chal on something. Can't say it in midair. If you want to build the sukkah and say Shechianu, that's fine. But if you're eating there and you're not Yotze the eating, then what's the Shechianu on? It's a zero. So I want to say the machlokes, whether you say Shechianu is exactly this machlokes. But regarding re-eating it, he says there's no nafkamina. Everyone holds you have to read it. Everyone holds you have to re-eat it? What are you talking about? That's the chiddush. You got this? Now how does the Shulchan Aruch paskin this machlokes toys against the written run? He passed like Tosis. Kilu lo yotza. Kilu lo achol besukkah. Nothing. That's a strong language. Kilu lo achol. That's like our Tosis. This collector's item, this Tosis, seems like me paskin like. I want to give you two other nafkeminis. Let's get it. And then we can start getting to what where the Chacham had the power to do this. But I want to give you two nafkeminis. The Shagasariyeh points out in Simen Sarivov. You know the Shagasariyeh? The roaring lion. He's going. He was one of the real Achron, the Shagas Aryeh. You know the story about the Shagas Aryeh. Came to the Vilna and said a drosha. He asked that kasha. And the Gong was 6 years old, raised his hand in the audience. He had an answer to the kasha. So the Shagas Aryeh went down and kissed him on his forehead, so you're going to be the Gadol Ador. And the Vilna Gong was the Gadol Ador. Shagas Aryeh is a roaring lion. Now listen to the Shagas Aryeh. What'd you say, Matthew? Let me say
some story that, like, every time the Shagas Aryeh would walk
to the Torah, he was like reciting like half of Shas. Could be. Shagasai was an unbelievable gong. Okay? You'll say over to Kasha. Donnie, you'll say over to Kasha to Marty, we said. You say over to Kasha we have. Okay? No. Afterwards. I want you to ask, on the plane. Now listen to this. Listen to this Shagasai. I want you to ask over to Evansol Shlita. Listen to this Kasha. Simon Sadivov. Listen. Listen to Shagasai. You ready? Listen. Shagasari says, I'll give you a nafkamina. Let's say a guy sat in such a sukkah with the shulchan going in the bayis yoni. Question is, you're not yotze. Does it mean you're not yotze min haTorah or min haRabbanan? Machlokes Tosfos against the Ran and the Ritva. Yes? Okay, let me ask you. Situation comes up that he can do the mitzvah again, but it's going to be a case of esed d'chalot taseh. Whatever the case is, some example that in order to do it, you're going to have to fulfill esed d'chalot taseh. Whatever it is. Whatever the example, the scenario would be. You follow me?
Can you give us a scenario?
Whatever the scenario might be, I don't know. He's got to eat in the sukkah, you know. You have to come up with a situation. I don't know. He's got to eat something that would be an Esed Echolotase. Such a situation, okay? Whatever the case might be, Esed Echolotase, okay? Let me ask you a question. Would you be allowed to do that or not? Get this down. So let's go slow. If you hold like Tosfos, yes, because you weren't Yotze anything. Yes? But according to the Ritva and the Ran, you were Yotze Minat Torah. What gives you the right to utilize what, Matthew? What gives you the right to utilize Esed HaKolot? I said when you're already Yotze, you'll be over left with the what? You'll be left with the Lav. That's one Nafkamina. Get that down. It's a beautiful Nafkamina. Okay, we'd have to come up with an example. Of an Esed Ocholot Aseh would come up. I don't know. I give you an example. I don't know if the guy sleeps in the sukkah with, he has to sleep on the blanket of shatnez, something like that. You know, and you utilize Esed Ocholot Aseh. Okay? He's going to be sleeping in the sukkah that night, reminds, but where, you know, is he yotze in the midst of sukkah? But you ate in the sukkah with Gezerah Shimish Yimshach Achra Shachano. Can you do that? If you all like Tosis, yes. I wasn't yotze anything. If you all like Dutaran, I was yotze. So what gives me the right to engage in Esed Ocholot Aseh? I'll be left with the Aveira. You follow me? Because I already was Yotze the Yeser. You follow me, David? One other nafkamina I want you to get. The Minchas Chinuch gives us nafkamina. Mitzvah Yud, Sifkat and Beis. Dir Maskel Vihine.
On what mitzvah?
There is a Rashi. There is a Rashi. I think it's on Sukkah. On Matzah, I mean. There's a Rashi in Ksubis Sadi, Aleph and Beis, Dir Maskel Mitzvah, that says only mitzvah D'Oraisa do we call for a guy to do. Say a guy refuses to do a mitzvah. Refuses to shake a lulav, sit in Sukkah. We don't do this nowadays, but the Bismarck brother used to beat him up until he did it. You follow me? Kofano, so we don't do that now. Kofano to Achetetze. Okay? They used to beat him up. But Rashi says you only do that by what? Mitzvah D'Oraisa. Let's say a guy sat in the sukkah where the shulchan was in the bias.
Oh.
What do you do? Now he's after that maisa, and now he refused to sit in sukkah. Do we beat him up to sit in the sukkah or not? Plug it in. If you hold like Tysus, you weren't Yotze at all. Therefore, you weren't Yotze at all. It's a mitzvah D'Oraisa, beat him up. If you hold like the Ritva and the Ran, you were Yotze min HaTorah, but you just didn't Yotze min Rabbanan, right? You broke the rabbinic Zera, so you have to do it again min Rabbanan. We wouldn't force the guy. That would be another nafkamina. Those are two good nafkaminas to distill down this major machlaik is Tysus what? Tysus in the Ran. You got this? I'm going to give you now three examples of this, guys, of this notion of this Tysus. And then I'll bring you in the safe for tomorrow. I'm going to give you three examples where you could utilize the Skiddush of Tysus that if you break a Xerah into abundance, it has impact on the level of the Yerushalayim. Number one, Aseba. You look anywhere in the Chumash, it never says Aseba. Matzah with Aseba. Aseba is a Din to abundance to express our Cheres. There are two Takanas to express Cheres. Haseba and Arbakosos. If I eat matzah and El Seder, and I forgot to do a seba, what's it did? I have to re-eat it. My Erev Tochlo Matzah is D'Oraisa. Seba is D'Rabbanan. What do you mean? Okay, I broke the D'Rabbanan. I have to re-eat it? Yes. If the D'Rabbanan give me a directive how to fulfill the mitzvah of D'Oraisa and I don't listen, the whole thing implodes. You got to eat and fill your belly again. Fill your belly again. You haven't yet said nothing. Because the rabbinic gezeirah tells you how to eat it. You follow me? This is an example of the Tysus Chiddush. Give you got me? You know it's nothing. Even Minat Torah in Ayotze. Oh, it doesn't say my chumash in the Maseba. I don't care. The rabbanan have the ability. Number two. Give you another example. You guys like that song? Desert Shim will have a Shabbaton and Psaic. We'll sing it. You like that song, Sur Mishalom? I love it. I don't understand how you can sing that Shabbos lunch. It has all the components of benching. Aren't you Yotze benching? I think Sur Mishalom is the afternoon, no? Yeah, it's in the afternoon. I don't understand that. It has all the components of benching. Bris, Tyre, Eretz Yisrael. How can you bench afterwards? You Yotze benching with Sur Mishalom.
Matbeah.
The Rabbanan gave you a matbeah, how to bench. You have to follow the Rabbanan's directive. You don't listen to him, David, the whole thing implodes even in a Torah. Sing your Zemer as much as you want. You know who says this? The Tshuva Sefer by Avarach David. No problem singing Sur Mishalom. No problem at all.
Tefillah.
What'd you say?
Okay.
Because if the Rabbanan tell you how to bench, they gave you a Nusach how to bench. You don't make up your own Nusach. I'm Yotze Bench with Sur Mishalom. Who are you? You have to listen to the rabbinic directive. And that will impact you on a level to your right, Sadani. You follow me? And you're not Yotze even in a Torah.
Tefillah, according to...
I'll give you one other example, and then I want to try to get to the marker. I don't know if we're going to get to it today. We'll continue tomorrow. Where do the rabbis have the power to do this? It's a Sugin Chav Gimel I wanted you to see. Okay? But I want to give you one example. There's a famous kasha that the Mishabura deals with. The Holy Chofetz Chaim. How every Friday night can a husband say Kiddush for his wife? He daven Ma'ariv. She did not daven Ma'ariv. A woman and a man are equally chayv in Kiddush min HaTorah. Dvar Torah. Gemara Brachas daf Chof. Gemara Shavuos daf Chof. Dvar Torah. Women are mechuyv in Kiddush. Kol sheyeshna b'shmira, yeshna b'schira. She's mechuyv in Kiddush min HaTorah just like a man. But he's yotze Kiddush by Ma'ariv. By davening Ma'ariv. So when he comes home, he's only chayv in Rabbanah. She's chayv in HaTorah. How can a husband ever say Kiddush for his wife every Friday night? Marty, you got that? That's the kasha. So the answer the Minchasina gives, if you ever notice this, when you have Ma'ariv, you never say anything about Yetzias Mitzrayim. You only say Ma'aseh Breishis. Notice that in Ma'ariv. Now, Rav Rosenzweig, I just need to point out the Rashbam and Pesachim, does have in his Girsa of Tefillah that you do mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. But that's not in our Siddur. You look in the Rashbam right there. The Kolbo has it. We don't have that in our Siddur.
What would the Rashbam say?
The Rashbam will give this answer that we're going to say. There are a buddy who told you how to say Kiddush. How do you say Kiddush? With a cup of wine, you drink it like a mensch, Bumakum Suda. There are a buddy who told you directly how to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush. Not just words alone. You got to hold a cup of wine. You got to sit there. You got to sit Kiddush Bumakum Suda. You got to drink. You don't listen to the rabbinic directives, the whole thing implodes even what? Minat Torah. So when he davens Ma'ariv, he's Yotze Ma'ariv only, but not Kiddush. And when he comes home, he's equally mechuyev in Kiddush like his what? Like his wife. He's equally mechuyev in Atayr. So let's write Kiddush Leil Shabbos. Those are three examples, guys. Those are three examples, guys, where the Rabbanan can make a Zera and have impact on a level media rice. Yes, Yehuda.
What about the shuls that say Kiddush and then where
that's a minute, the Rambam says.
But they say the whole thing.
That's just a minute. We just do that. We keep a minute. That's a minute Yisrael. Kiddush and shul is a minute because in the shul, Bismarck and they had poor people that lived in the shul. Nowadays, we don't live in the shul. So we keep a minute.
You shouldn't have Kabbalah.
You understand what I'm saying? That's only a minute. But the Rambam says in the tshuva, so that's just a minute. Why isn't that so to the other Rambam? Rambam says you never say a bracha on a minute. You know, Svardim don't say a bracha on Halal Rosh Chodesh. Halal Rosh Chodesh is a minute. Rambam says ain't a bracha on a minute. Tulsa says we do say a bracha on a minute. Tulsa bracha says you down with an olive. Why is that not a steer, Yehuda? I thought the Rambam says ain't a bracha on a minute. And he says the reason why you can say Kiddush Shul, it's a minute. What's the answer? The minute is the bracha. Kiddush, that's fine. But to say a bracha on a minute, Halal on Rosh Chodesh is a minute. So you don't say a bracha on a minute. But if the minute is the bracha, then that's fine. You understand why it's not a steer in the Rambam? You got that? Get it down. Yes, Ariel.
Why do we have to say the Kiddush and Shul is a minute? That's why you have to say it. And didn't you just say it has to be a minute?
Yes, that's why the Rambam says, why do we do it? No one eats in the Shul. So he says they kept the minute going. That's what the Rambam says. That's exactly why he says a minute. Yes, Albert.
It doesn't count for anybody. Why do they do
it? Yeah, go. You have a kasha? Go ahead, David.
Why can't we just say that a man can be yotzei the woman because of koyser warbim zedazed?
That's another answer. The problem is, this is not for us, for the topic now. The problem is, there's a rush in brachas that says arvus does not apply to nashim. So the question is, what the rush meant? Maybe the rush only meant that there's no arvus by nashim by mitzvahs that they're not mechuyevin. But mitzvahs that are mechuyevin, there is arvus. That would be an answer to your question.
Also different levels.
You're saying good. That's another answer. I'll be shiatza motzi. She's mechuyevin because she has to. Yeah, there's arvus.
There's different levels of.
That's what the rush. So cool. It's a mechuyevin b'kimei. You know what the rush meant, but that's not for now. But one of the answers is what you gave. Excellent.
It's different levels of chiyuv. You can't say arvus.
I'll be shiatza motzi. Yes, you can. You can't say arvus. Avram, go ahead.
If the woman also said mar.
Then no problem, but she generally they don't, right?
No, but if she
there's
did,
another what?
If she did, then does the husband still make Kiddush?
Yeah, of course. Min Rabbanan, they gotta say Kiddush. They're both mechuyev min Rabbanan. You know what another answer is? When your wife says good Shabbos to you, she's yotzei Kiddush min HaTorah. Rabbi Kivagi writes. Matthew, you got that? When your wife says good Shabbos, by saying good Shabbos, yotzei Dvarim Kiddush. Yotzei Kiddush min HaTorah. So you're yotzei Kiddush with Meyer, and she's yotzei still by saying good Shabbos. That's if she says good Shabbos to you, right? Gotta make sure she says good Shabbos to you. Right? That's what we can answer. So how many answers do we solve that with? What is Arvis is one? What were the answers? Arvis? You didn't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim? No. Minig was about Kiddush and Shul. One answer was Arvis. The other answer was what? Yetzias Mitzrayim. You didn't mention. Third answer was Armahalath. Then you need a Nusach, right? The fourth answer is what? She says good Shabbos. So we had four answers to solve that. But these are three examples where we have this din. Yoni, real quick, and then we got to close. Go ahead.
Never mind, you answered it.
Okay, now what we're up to now, guys. Now the guys that are going to the show, please listen on the computer. Okay? You guys will be in Seder, so I'll bring you the Sefer tomorrow. But I want you to get this. What we're up to now is where do the Chum have this koach to be able to prevent you from fulfilling a mitzvah d'oraisa? Where do they have that koach? Did you guys have a chance to see the Sugya Chof Gimel? Okay, tomorrow we're gonna see the Sugya Chof Gimel by making a sukkah on an animal. You can make a sukkah on a giraffe. Okay? All right, everyone have a great day. Be well. Keep learning. Start. Proud of you guys. Okay? Very good. All right, very good. It's too early for Vincent.